Hey, brothers, I want to tell you about a website called blackmenzone.com. Now, Black Men's Zone is a site that specifically targets black men. It's a place where black men talk about issues that solely affect them. Now, at Black Men's Zone, the topics will range from news to society, sports, technology, business, food and recipes. You know, some, you know brothers got to cook too. Gaming, and some of your brothers like doing some of that. Health and fitness, you know, got to get your workout on. Music, movies, and many other topics. Now, there's not many forums around these days for black men, and because black men have to create them. Now, this particular website is more of a forum base, something simple, not social media. You can write what you need to write, say what you need to say, get on, get off pretty quick. But if you're interested, brothers, to at least go there, and I want you to check it out, engage in the topics, go to blackmenzone.com, sign up for an account, and get engaged in the conversation.
Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and on this channel, we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all go grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee, tea, or latte, or cocoa, whatever it is you prefer to drink, and join me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as we get into this discussion of the GOP is purposely trying to disenfranchise black voters. That's right. You heard me say it. And we all know what. This is not nothing new. Ever since they tried to steal the 2020 election, and wasn't able to do that, they've been coming up with all type of laws and rules and regulations to try to suppress the black vote. And we're going to get right into this segment of In Our Opinion with Brother Philip Scott of the African Diaspora News Insider. And he has several other channels as well. Well, he gives his opinion on what he think about the reason why this disenfranchisement of black voters is going on. And we're going to get right into that story, ladies and gentlemen, of In Our Opinion, as soon as we do a little housekeeping. But you know it's a must that we keep the dirty laundry at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this opinion. Now, as of March 2021, at least 250 new laws have been proposed in 43 states to limit the mail, early in-posting voting, and election day voting. That's right. You heard me say it, ladies and gentlemen. 250 new laws. They are trying all that they can, ladies and gentlemen, to limit and disenfranchise black voters, especially since they were not able to steal the 2020 election. And mind you now, these proposed new laws is definitely done by Republicans, by right-wing individuals, okay? Now, the GOP has backed these voting measures that could create hurdles for tens of millions of voters, majority black voters, and they're doing everything they can to make this happen, especially, ladies and gentlemen, with their numbers dwindling, because they are are soon to be a minority themselves, Mzungus, okay? Because of their, because they're not having babies the way they were, because of COVID-19 took a whole lot of them out, you know, and they're doing all they can to switch the game up so they can continue to have the voting power. And by disenfranchising black voters, they want to be able to continue to control and keep their leadership that they have when it comes to voting. Now, according to the Washington Post, the GOP national push to enact hundreds of new election restrictions could strain every available method of voting for tens of millions of Americans, especially Native Black Americans, potentially amounting to the most sweeping contraction of ballots access in the United States since the end of the Reconstruction. Yeah, you heard me say it. Now, when these southern states are curtailed the voting rights of formerly enslaved blacks, men, according to the analyst for the Washington Post. Now, in 43 states across the country, Republican lawmakers have proposed at least 250 laws that would limit mail in early in-person voting and election day voting with such constraints as stricter ID requirements, limited hours, or narrow eligibility to vote absentee. Now, this is according to the data that was compiled as of February this year. Nonpartisan Britannica, a center for justice, even more proposed laws have been introduced since then. And we already know, ladies and gentlemen, that the divided snakes of America has a long history of black voters, suppression and scare tactics and intimidation has been going on for decades. Now, we know that they already got a long, long history, ladies and gentlemen, of new and old efforts that they've been doing to limit the political power of black Native Black Americans, as well as other voters of color. That's just their makeup. That's just what they do. And when they see that their Mzungu numbers are dwindling, they need to make these new laws and these new proposals in order for them to be able to keep the political power and the political voting on their side, so that they can do what? Yes. Still be able to control everything and what happens in the divided snakes of America. I mean, that's just my opinion, and actually history backs up my opinion. But we're gonna go to brother Philip Scott and let him give his opinion on what he thinks about these new voting restrictions, and especially what South Carolina is doing and what they're up to.
So a new federal lawsuit alleges that South Carolina's redrawn state house districts continue the state's shameful history and ongoing record discrimination by intentionally diluting the power of black voters. Now, the complaint filed late Thursday by the team of lawyers across the country on behalf of South Carolina chapter of the NAACP and a Beaufort County resident marks the sixth consecutive redistricting cycle in which the state's maps have been challenged as unconstitutional. As it amends an October lawsuit filed over the state's timeline for redrawing voting lines and names as defendants Governor Henry McMaster, House and Senate Republican leaders, and the State Election Commission's interim director and commissioners. As said, the new complaint replaces much of the language about the legislature's refusal to establish valid districts in a timely fashion with concerns about the new House districts lines lawmakers adopted earlier this month, which it claims are the latest example of the legislature's decades-long pattern of racial discrimination in redistricting. Now, let me tell y'all something about that. Before we continue, The reason why these Republicans are running right now to redraw the maps of their control in the states is because they're preparing for white people to be in the minority, so they want them to still be in control. So when they are the minority, and how they be in control is they make sure all the voting power is with white people. You understand? And because all the voting power is with white people, it don't matter how many black folks show up, or Asians or Hispanics or whoever else that's trying to show up, right? And trying to wield political power, they want to make sure they can control it, because they know good and well they're going, you know, further and further into the minority. They know.
Absolutely. I'm in 100% agreement with that, Brother Peel.
See, not having children like that, you know, things like COVID has taken a lot of them out of here.
Absolutely.
You understand? A lot more of them than black folks. I will promise you that, because what I told you about the virus is that they would have never created a vaccine if it was this particular virus was just taking us out of the paint. Sure, they'd probably be excited about the virus at that point if it was taking us out of the paint. But this is what this is all about. So they say the suit accuses lawmakers of using race as a primary factor in redrawing state house districts to pack and crack black voters and maintain the majority's power by denying voting power to black residents. They say it asked the court to find the unconstitutional the newly adopted house districts and the yet to be redrawn congressional districts, and to enjoin state lawmakers from holding 2022 elections until a constitutionally compliant plan is adopted. It said the complaint requests the court set a February 15 deadline for lawmakers to adopt new redistricting plans for state house and congressional districts, and ask that it order new redistricting plans in the event lawmakers fail to adopt constitutionally compliant ones. They said this panel, they said, must therefore step in and adjudicate and potentially remedy these issues in time to avoid voter confusion and disenfranchisement in the upcoming election cycle. Now, the suit charges, they said the amendment complaint focuses exclusively on a subset of House districts and the legislature's failure to adopt a congressional map, but does not at this time challenge the redrawn Senate map, because the Senate does not hold elections until 2024. Once again, you'll have to understand about white supremacy. White supremacy is not fair. White supremacy is not about doing things equal. White supremacy is not about being honorable. White supremacy is about cheating. It's about stealing. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's about definitely being unfair.
Absolutely.
And they don't feel bad about it.
Absolutely.
And that's what black folks got to understand. They know good and well what they're doing is completely wrong. They know that. They know.
Absolutely.
But they don't care.
Absolutely.
See, some of y'all be sitting up here thinking that white mommy and white daddy going to do right by you one day. You know, they'll realize it one day. No. They had hundreds of years to realize what they're doing to you, and they still doing it to this day. So, of course, you have to push back against that, and which people are. You know, you have to, you know, make their life not comfortable. Never allow them to get away with something like that, because they just want to control, you know, everything within South Carolina. And it's a lot of black folks in South Carolina. Black folks have a deep history in South Carolina. So they should make sure that they are equally represented and they have voting power. Well, see, they don't want too many Atlantas. They don't. You know, a place that black people control, you know, for the most part, at least politics. Now, I'm not saying they own everything in Atlanta, because they don't, you know, which that needs to change. But a lot of reason why black people don't own a whole lot is because all the wealth that was stolen from black people and continually to be stolen from black people. Now, the suit argues lawmakers use race as a predominant factor in drawing 29 House districts without legally acceptable justification. It challenges the racial makeup of two districts in Chester and Sumter counties.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. In my mind, or any intelligent, a Native Black American mind, or a person of color, that should be understood from the jump.
Four districts each in Anderson and Orangeburg counties, four districts in each Dillon and Horry counties, and Florence and Williamsburg counties, and nine districts in Richland County. They say while race may be considered, and it's often necessary to consider when drawing districts, they said it must be done within the confines of the Voting Rights Act. In this case, as the plaintiffs argue, that didn't happen. So the legislature's consideration of race in the drawing of districts was not narrowly tailored to a compelling government interest or to comply with the Voting Rights Act, they say the suit claims. Instead, the legislature used race to maintain political power by unnecessarily packing black South Carolinians into certain districts and cracking black voters in other districts. It says it alleges packing refers to the tactic of placing a greater number of black voters in a district that is necessary to elect a candidate of their choice, and cracking refers to splitting the black voters into different districts to prevent them from exercising greater political power. It says the racial gerrymandering allegations the suit raises about the House map dovetail with concerns raised by the League of Women Voters of South Carolina, which has criticized the map for insulting incumbents, reducing the number of competitive districts in the state, and failing to respect communities of interest. Now, statistical analysis performed by the league found that the map more extreme than all, but 407 out of the more than 11.8 billion simulations of South Carolina House maps, McMaster signed into law the new House and Senate maps December 10th, a day after lawmakers adopted them. The General Assembly won't adopt a congressional map until at least January. So following the pushback over the Senate's initial congressional proposal, the delay in redrawing South Carolina's seven U.S. House districts risks creating a situation in which residents, potential candidates, and voter advocates won't have clarity on the makeup of the districts in time to make educated electoral decisions. Now, this is the thing about this, okay? These people, and I just wanted to make sure you understood all that. These people are going through great lengths to make sure black people are politically disenfranchised.
Yes.
Black people are attacked on every scale, okay? Yes. Every scale black people are attacked on. So you got to definitely push back about that. Now, this way goes back to your Democrat friends once again. The John Lewis bill, they should have did that already. They should have did that in the beginning. Got rid of the freaking filibuster, but Jim Crow Joe himself said, oh, I don't know about getting rid of filibuster. Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Exactly.
You know, when he could have just got, but even people like, and I would have to call her name, even people like AOC say, get rid of it. It's only in the Senate we have that. We don't have that in the House. In the House, we just vote on it, and that's it. And that's how it should be. I'm saying. But the filibuster is a white supremacist, racist relic to prevent black people from getting laws in their favor. That's what that is. Now, this is what they'll say. Well, you know, help us get 10 more seats or 11 more seats. That way we got to worry about Joe Manchin and we can pass that. Look, you can give them 60 seats, 62 seats. They still not no. Mm-mm. I know how these people are. But that's the play, ladies and gentlemen. That's the play. They want black people disenfranchised politically. Don't want you to have no voting power at all. Don't want you to control anything except what they feel that, okay, you can control this over here. We cool. But we want to make all the major decisions here. No, you got to fight back against that because, once again, they're trying to set it up where they're in control when they are the extreme minority.
Brother Philip Scott, we thank you so much for your opinion. And it is greatly appreciated around here at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G. As always, I believe that it was dead on point. It was directly on point, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about this Mzungu privileges and how they want to maintain control with their dwindling numbers. This is the reason why this whole redistricting tactics and plans that they're using, that's the reason why. And you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, I just told you about 43 other states that are adopting similar laws and things of that nature where they can continue to control the political vote, especially how we saw what happened in the 2020 elections. So this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, not only in the major elections, but the local elections as well. Okay? They know that they must maintain control, and they're going to do all that they can in order to make sure that that happens. You know what? Now, let me tell y'all something. We, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing a massive and unabated assault on voting rights, unlike anything that we've ever seen since the Jim Crow era. Listen, this is the new Jim Crow or I should say, this is Jim Crow in new clothing. You know how the devil always disguises things, and when the old disguise isn't working anymore, oh, he'll come up with something new in order to continue to be able to destroy you and make sure that your downfall, that his downfall that he want for you is successful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same thing that we're looking at when we talk about Mzungu privilege. This is the same thing we're talking about when we talk about Mzungu supremacy. That's what you're witnessing right here. Now, according to CNN, as of March 24, lawmakers in 47 states have introduced more than 350 bills this year with the provisions that restrict voting access, according to the New York University School of Law Brenner Center for Justice. Now, for a rough comparison, the Brenner Center tallied in early February of 2020 identified 35 restriction bills in 15 states. Now, much of this legislation blitz, which followed Joe Biden's victory over Donald Trump in the November presidential election, disproportionately targeted voters of color, in particular Native American black voters, who paved a critical role, a critical role in winning both the White House and the United States Senate for the Democrats. But as you know, Teddy G is pretty much independent. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, and that's the reason why the individuals during that last election didn't get my vote, because they didn't have any political agendas that address the issues that I am concerned with. And you know I am concerned with Native Black Americans and our involvement in the disenfranchisement of pretty much everything in the divided snakes of America didn't deserve my vote. And that's including Jim Crow Joe Biden, okay, who, as you can see, since he's been in office, has done absolutely nothing for Native American black people, in my opinion. And that's just happened to how I feel, and I'm not going to be changing my political beliefs and my religious beliefs because y'all think I should. It's just simply not going to happen. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. I appreciate you guys tuning in for these very important episodes and informations and opinions that I be giving to you on the state of Native Black Americans. Because we are heading into crucial times, ladies and gentlemen, with everything that's going on in the divided snakes of America. This includes the COVID-19 crisis and the pandemic that we're involved in, along with all of the political, the educational, the financial disenfranchisement that we're having, along with the injustices that seem to be the normal in the divided snakes of America. With all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask y'all to continue to please donate to this station. Every donation is greatly appreciated, and that's what keeps the doors of Chilling with Teddy G open. This station is 100% supported by listeners like you. So please, if you can make a one-time or a monthly donation, all that you can to keep these doors open, it will be greatly appreciated, so I can continue to bring y'all this very important information. As I tell y'all always at the end of every show, please continue to do your social distancing, because this is the new normal now. The outer gear that you should be wearing is a part of the new normal. The new precautions that you should be taking to keep yourself safe and to keep your family safe is a part of the new normal. You know, so washing your hands for 20, 30 seconds more a day, removing your clothes immediately if you're outside for any extended amount of time, and putting them directly into the washing machine and getting them washed up, you know what I'm saying, and getting yourself bathed up and freshened up before you decide to relax and chill in your home, is also a part of the new normal. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, nobody should have any clothes in a laundry basket. You know, everything should be immediately washed. Your personal body should be immediately washed. If you step out your door and come back in, Those are the precautions that you should be taking. Your house should be loaded with Lysol. Your house should be loaded with hand sanitizer. Your house should be loaded with shoe coverings, gloves, face masks, face shields. All of this should be a part of your normal outer gear if you decide to walk out your front door. Okay? Your immune system is vital. You should be doing all you can to keep your immune system healthy and strong by eating the proper meals, taking the proper vitamins, eating the proper vegetables and fruits and nuts and berries and seeds and lemon and garlic and onion and peppers and your G-bombs, your greens. All of these are immune system builders. Y'all should be having these on a daily basis. In my opinion, at every meal. Yeah, including breakfast. That's right. You heard me say it. Because there's one thing that I want to tell y'all. If y'all do these things and take care of yourself, you can reduce your chance of testing positive for this virus. Or even in the chance that you do test positive, you'll be able to get rid of this virus with little to no medication, with a healthy and strong immune system. And don't believe me. Check with your physician. He'll tell you the same thing. I tell y'all these things because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and souls.